please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. As part of the Beasley Best Community of Caring Initiative, we are supporting Red Cross's relief effort in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. So let's talk about Hurricane Dorian and the slew of chaos it's created. So as we know, hurricanes that make landfall create tornadoes. Dorian has the perfect ingredients to form them. The million-dollar question is, do you live in a floodplain? There's about 19,841 acres of land designated as in the floodplain across Mecklenburg County, and more than 20,000 parcels of land touch or come in contact with floodplains. So, do you live in a flood zone in the Carolinas? You can find out by going to stormwater.sharmec.org. That's stormwater.sharmec.org. That website's pretty cool. Once you get to the website, there's going to be 9 tabs, kind of colorful tabs there. I need for you to click on the one that says 3D flood zone maps. Okay, so it's going to say 3D flood zone maps. It's going to take you to a map, and in the top left corner, put your address in. It will tell you if you need flood insurance or if you don't. Or you could just call 704-432-RAIN. That's 704-432-RAIN. Now, there are some mortgages that require you to have flood insurance, and it's roughly about $500 a year. Now, if your home is worth more than $250,000, then you have to double that premium. So most of the time we think about getting flood insurance right when the storm hits, right? But if you're thinking about getting flood insurance today, your policy will not go into effect until 30 days. That's how insurance companies work. So what if you're listening to this now and you're sitting in a puddle of water, or you've evacuated and you haven't gone home yet? Well, here's some tips. Take some photos of the damage before you begin to clean up. That is key. And you know you have to wear some protective clothing, including long-sleeve shirts, long pants, rubber or plastic gloves, and waterproof boots and shoes. After any flood or water damage that gets in the house, you have to worry about mold growing on items. So take good photos if you can, so that your insurance company hopefully maybe will cover all of the goods that you've lost. So there's one thing you don't want to lose, and that's money to scammers, because once there's a natural disaster, the scammers kind of come out of the woodwork, right? As part of our Beasley Best Community of Caring initiative, we are supporting the Red Cross relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. To expand our storm coverage and what to do and some stats and tips, we have got John Wendell. He's with Charlotte Mecklenburg Stormwater Services. John, tell us a tidbit of information we didn't know about flood insurance.
Francine, I got some great information for you. First of all, you know, if you live inside the floodplain, your mortgage lender requires you to have flood insurance. Okay, if you live outside the floodplain, you may not want insurance, but 25% of all flood claims in Mecklenburg County come outside the floodplain. You know, even though you're not in the floodplain, you may want to consider flood insurance. I mean, you're flood rate would be a little bit lower. Inside the floodplain, your rates are a little bit higher. Outside, they're a little bit lower. So you may want to look into that. Another interesting thing is all the streams in Mecklenburg County originate inside the county, except for the Catawba River. Catawba River, that water comes down from the mountains through the foothills, through the Piedmont. But all the other smaller streams, all the creeks like Little Sugar Creek, Briar Creek, they all originate in the county itself. So when we get a thunderstorm and we get some flooding rain, the rivers come up, the creeks come up real fast. But once it stops, they come down fairly quick. So that's kind of an interesting fact. The other thing is Mecklenburg County has a ridge that goes right through the center part of the county, from the north right through downtown and then down to the southeast. All the creeks to the right will flow to the right. All the creeks to the left of that line will flow down to the left and down to the south. The county is actually split. Some creeks flow one way, some creeks flow a different direction.
It reminds me of why we call uptown, uptown.
Exactly. And there's a ridge, and it follows 77th right into the uptown area, and then kind of right along Independence. And so anywhere to the east of that line, all those creeks will flow to the east. Anywhere to the left or west of that line, they all flow down into the Catawba River.
And I love the website that I gave out earlier. Can you share that one again with our listeners?
Stormwater.sharmec.org, and it has all the information you need to know about stormwater in Mecklenburg County in the city of Charlotte. There's a couple of interesting things in there as well. You could go to our 3D floodplain map and find out if you're in the floodplain. There's also another section that connects to our FINS page. You could see how much rain has fallen in your area. You could see some of the streams, the creeks, and what their water level is. There's cameras at some of those spots. So if you wake up in the morning and you have flooding in your area and you want to know if the roads are okay, you want to know if the streams in your area are flooding, you could go to that page and get that information.
When it comes to floods, we don't have to deal with it on an everyday basis, but once a year we do, at least. The flood maps do change over time.
Absolutely. The floodplain maps do change over the time, and we invest a lot of money in Mecklenburg County to change the maps along with the changing conditions. As more people move into Mecklenburg County, you get more growth, you get more development, and so you have more water that'll go into those creeks instead of going into the ground. And so the creeks will come up a little bit faster. So we have to change the maps according to the new development that's coming into the area.
John Wendell, we appreciate you so much with Mecklenburg County Storm and Water.
Enjoy talking to you this morning.
I'm Francine Marie with Beasley Media Group. Beasley Best Community of Caring Initiative supports the Red Cross's relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
Sweet strawberry icing.